Hello and welcome. My name is Dave Izbitsky. I'm a technology evangelist with Microsoft focused on Windows 8. In today's screencast, we're going to look at adding touch support to a Windows Store app using HTML and JavaScript. This is part four in a multi-part series on Win8 game development. So, in previous weeks, we looked at sound and music, then we looked at an application bar, we looked at how to access the camera, and this week we'll be doing touch support. All of the code that you're going to see in this screencast is freely downloadable at win8gamekit.codeplex.com. The only difference between what you're going to see here and that code is I've removed the touch pieces and we're going to code those back in by hand. So feel free to pause the video and follow along. The way that we're going to be doing touch is through the MS Pointer API. So if you've done anything with IE on the web around touch, this will seem very familiar to you. In fact, I've included the IE team's post on IE10 and Win8 apps using the MS Pointer API. So for step one, what we're going to need to do is look at one of the MS Pointer events and handle it. I chose to use the MS Pointer up event. You could do different events. You can do a hover, you can do a down. An up event, it's important to remember, this allows a user to put their finger down on the screen but also move it. It's only registered when they release from the screen. If it was a mouse, it would be when they release the mouse button, and if it's a pen, it would be when they remove the pen from the screen. After we get that event, we're going to handle that event, and it's going to pass us some x and y coordinates. So we're going to compare those x and y coordinates we got from the touch event to what we actually have on whatever we're looking at colliding with. So we're going to do some type of collision handling and assign the result. In the case of the Win8 game kit, we're actually having ships that scroll across the screen. So we're going to get the x and y coordinates of those ships. We're going to do a little bit of boxing where we're going to take a size of a ship and put it around the x and y coordinate of that ship to give ourselves a little bit more of a touch area so it makes it easier for users to be able to hit the ships. So let's go ahead and look at what the game is currently running as, and I'm going to do this in the simulator. I'm going to start off with a mouse as my touch device so you can see my arrow go around. If I hit play, you'll see now I'm actually clicking on different elements, but none of these ships are exploding and no touch events are being handled. In fact, I can go over here into touch mode, and if I tap the mouse button, what you can see on screen is it's registering a touch event, but as you can see, as I touch over these randomly generated ships, no events are occurring. So that's what we're going to build right now. So we're going to start off by handling the event. And I chose to handle all my touch events on the canvas, since HTML5 canvas is what we're actually doing to render all of our game. But it's important to remember that's just a choice I made as the game developer. You can register touch events and register different types of touch events on anything that's found in the DOM. Since we already have a canvas registered, when, if you remember, if I go up here, we did a get element by ID for canvas, we assigned it to canvas. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take that canvas. I'm going to add an event listener. And the event we want to look for is MS Pointer up. Now we need to assign a function to handle that event. I'm just going to call mine the touch handler. And then we need to go ahead and add that event. So I'm going to put it down here where we're destroying ships, since that'll be a function that we have when we hit a ship. And we're going to come over here and say function the touch handler, which is going to pass us an event. Now, what we need to do when we get that event from the touch, we need to compare it to every single ship that's currently in the array. And if you recall from earlier screencasts, the way that we set up ships is we have a class. So if I open JS here and I look at ship.js, you can see ship, every instance of ship has an x and y coordinate. And then what we've done is we've created an array of ships called ship. So let's go ahead and for each through that array. So we're going to say create a new var, and I'm going to say I is 0. Now, while I is less than the max amount of ships, Now remember, max ships is just a variable recreated. You can change that at any time as part of the gaming parameters. So perhaps as you increase in levels, the difficulty increases and you get more ships and you get faster ships. So right now that's currently set at 4 at the top. And we're going to go ahead and increase I as we move through. Now, each one of these ships we're going to assign to a new variable called ship. So, ships is going to be the current item in the array of ships. And now, what we need to do is we need to do some type of comparison based on those coordinates. So, we're going to create a new function called shipHit. And shipHit is going to be passed all the x and y coordinates. So, ship x and ship y. Along with the touch events x and the touch events y. If that comes back as true, then what we need to do is we need to take that current ship and destroy it. And if you remember, destroy ship, when we go down here, you'll see this is what actually draws the explosion at those coordinates. It removes the ship. From the array by marking it as destroyed, updates the score, and plays a little laser sound effect randomly from a list of laser sound effects we have in an array. So let's go ahead and add this ship hit function. So we'll say function, and we're going to say ship hit. And then I'm going to call it just ship x and ship y. Which is what we are passed. And then x and y are the new x and y coordinates that the touch event passed in. Now, this is where we're going to do a little bit of that boxing I talked about so that we have a bigger area to actually touch. And where the area that we're going to do is going to be the entire size of the ship. So we're going to call that max x. And max x is going to be whatever x coordinate we got for that ship plus a full ship width. Again, ship width is a variable we set at the top. You can change the size of your shapes. So if you want to add different kinds of ships, ships that are more difficult to hit but maybe worth more points, you would do all of that inside of your ship widths and height. We'll say max y, and this is going to be equal to the ship y plus the height of the ship. Now, we need to make sure that the touch point we got was at least greater than or equal to the ship's x, and that it was less than or equal to the max x. We also need to make sure, because we are moving our ships across the x-axis, there are going to be times when our ship's x coordinate is going to move past the edge of the screen and we need to redraw it. So we want to discard anything that's been drawn past the edge of the screen. So as long as the ship's x is greater than or equal to 0. So this will make sure any ship that's still on that on the screen, it hasn't passed through the left side of the screen yet. And then we need to do the same for y. So as long as y is greater than or equal to the ship's y, and y is less than or equal to the max y, then and only then should we return a true. We've met all our criteria for blowing up a ship. Else, let's go ahead and return a false. Okay, so if we save this, and I will add a breakpoint for ship hit right here, and then we'll go ahead and run this in the simulator again. So I'm already in touch mode, as you can see here. That registered a ship that was on the canvas. Remember, the entire thing is a canvas. I'm going to hit play, and now I'm going to hit this ship. Let's go ahead and add that breakpoint back right here. And you'll see the ship is hit. It passed in an x and a y. If we move through the ship y, Move down here. You can see ship X was 428, the Y was 341, X is 677, and Y was 380. And then we can go ahead and check this. You'll see that ship is now registering all of the hits, whether I'm using mouse or I'm using touch. It's the same exact API. So that is how easy it is to add touch to your Windows Store app using the MS Pointer API. If you are interested in more resources on Windows Store app development, make sure you check out Generation App at bit.ly genapp8. There are 30-day sessions that are going live now. So there'll be we have a beginner course that's 4 weeks, and it'll have a new topic each day. We're also working on a gaming track, so there's going to be tons of gaming content headed your way on Generation App. So do yourself a favor, make sure you go to bit.ly genapp8, sign in, create a profile, you get into the system, you'll be registered so that you can get additional help. There's also opportunities to have Microsoft engineers assist you in an App Excellence Lab, all with genapp8. You can also find me on Twitter at TheDaveDev or email me directly at Microsoft. Thank you.